If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Real Talk, and I am your host, Deborah Rose Pettigrew. We're going to switch gears now and speak with Ms. Malia Haskins, who is a Vice President and Wealth Strategist for RBC Wealth Management. And based in Minneapolis, she serves as a resource for financial advisors for understanding their clients' financial objectives, gathering information and determining strategies for complex financial and wealth strategy issues for high net worth clients in the firm's central division. Welcome to the show, Malia.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So, you know, with us being in this kind of topsy-turvy world right now, we don't quite know what's what. Can you talk to us about what some of the most common concerns are for people today when it comes to their finances?
Well, they're vast, that's for sure. And I'll tell you, we recently did a wealth transfer report, which is a new thought leadership report that RBC Wealth Management conducted. And what it did was it looked into the giving and receiving habits of all Americans, and Americans, individuals in the United Kingdom and in Canada. And it's truly some of the most comprehensive research work that's been done on intentions and behaviors with respect to giving and receiving wealth.
Okay.
I was just going to say, over the next generation, there's about $3.2 trillion that will transfer from the older generation to the new generation, and that's just in the United States alone over the coming years.
Okay, and so do we really know what to do with all of that wealth that's being transferred to us the next generation?
You know, that's unfortunately what we found, that most Americans are woefully unprepared to give and to receive wealth. Less than one-third, that was just 30%, said that they have a full wealth transfer plan in place. And by full wealth transfer plan, I mean something, you know, a little more comprehensive than just a will. And on the other end of the spectrum, 30% said they had absolutely no plan in place. So they've done nothing to prepare for the transfer of their estate to their heirs.
Okay. So how do you prepare for that wealth transfer? What are some of the things that you should look at to protect your money and the legacy that you're trying to leave?
Well, I think there are several things that can be done. What we found is that much of the education around financial literacy and wealth transfer is happening as a result of very informal conversations from, you know, parents to children and to maybe even grandchildren. And while that's moderately effective, there are other resources and tools that can be used to, I think, further enhance that financial literacy for those who will be receiving wealth in the future. I mean, truly, we're at a time in our country, as you indicated earlier, where there is a lot of uncertainty. And we're also at a time where I think the economic factors are such that the responsibility for saving and preparing for retirement are really being shifted back to us as individuals. And so for the benefactors, to those that are giving away the wealth, to sort of look at their wealth in a different way, to go ahead and look at the wealth as though they can be creating a not only a legacy but also maybe a retirement resource for, you know, their inheritors, for those that are going to be receiving the wealth. So how do they go about doing that? You know, I think there are, you know, great resources that are on the internet, but I think partnering with a financial advisor is a great step toward pulling all the pieces of the puzzle together and to accessing, you know, resources to help put that comprehensive wealth transfer plan in place.
Exactly. And you mentioned a moment ago about pensions. We know that a lot of companies are steering away from providing pensions to their employees. What are people doing specifically to secure a retirement for themselves?
You know, that's a great question. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is, yes, those defined benefit pensions, you know, those traditional pensions that maybe, you know, I'm in my 50s, and so, you know, parents, my parents and their generation, many companies had those defined benefit pensions, which paid out, you know, over basically their life expectancy once they were retired, you know, and now companies have shifted away from those, and they have created other retirement plans like 401ks, profit sharing plans. And so I think first and foremost, you know, taking advantage of those for those that are employed is certainly a great way to accumulate savings for retirement. And, you know, unfortunately what we, you know, are seeing is that they're, you know, not many individuals are not taking advantage of those types of retirement plans. But the reality of it is many folks are getting to retirement and then realizing that there could be a shortfall. So, you know, quite honestly, people are having to work longer you know, postponing retirement until a later date.
Right. I was going to ask you, what would you say to those who are in their 50s who have not taken advantage of retirement plans either through their company or on their own, but yet they – you know, are looking at a shorter window of opportunity to even work. You know, what is the what recourses do they have?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to actually get an understanding of what the picture looks like going forward. I think many folks have not even done a projection so that they can know what their retirement scenario might look like. So first thing is to kind of get a sense of where you really are, and then depending upon what that picture looks like, make adjustments, you know, in what goals and objectives you have around retirement. So, for instance, if you have kids that are in college or that are going to be headed to college, and, you know, the thought is that you're going to, you know, help them or that you're going to pay for their college, if your retirement scenario doesn't look the way that you would like for it to, then I think maybe there needs to be some real hard decisions made and maybe foregoing the education goal for your children, you know, is one of those that I would recommend putting your retirement goal above that. There are other ways to finance college, you know, are available, and so I would pursue a different avenue around financing the education and looking to fund that retirement, as best you can. Also, you're making adjustments with regard to what you're going to spend. And, you know, again, if working longer is an option, you know, considering that in to the equation as well.
Exactly. I wish I had spoken to you when my child was going away to college because I would have done things a lot differently and put on her to pay for that as opposed to putting the burden on me. Because it does make sense once you sit down and look at it. They have a, first of all, they're going to get the direct benefit from their college education. And then they have a lot longer to pay that debt back as opposed to you who are now reaching retirement age trying to pay all of this and get your retirement together. So word to the wise for those of you who are listening.
Very true. It's a noble goal. And I think you're not alone in having, you know, approached it from that perspective. But I do think, you know, having, you know, the full picture in place and shifting the onus to the children to have some skin in the game, if you will, is also a very good strategy.
Exactly. All right. So, Malia, where can our listeners go to get more information about this? Because you have a ton of information that could help so many people out there who find themselves either with no retirement or some, as you stated earlier, who have the wealth and it needs to be transferred to the next generation, but they don't necessarily know how.
Yes, I think I would encourage those of your listeners that are looking for resources to go to rbcwealthmanagement.com and look for a financial advisor that's in the area nearby, and you know, make a few phone calls and try to partner with a financial advisor who has a comprehensive approach to wealth planning, one that has relationships with attorneys and CPAs and possibly other financial professionals, because that will offer the best platform for creation of a comprehensive wealth transfer plan. And the financial has resources for helping with financial literacy for families. We've got some great internal resources that our advisors can use to kind of help facilitate that conversation, you know, from the parent's perspective with their children, so that that education process can start sooner and, you know, then ease that responsibility that comes with the transfer of wealth.
Exactly. All right, Malia Haskins, Vice President and Wealth Strategist for RBC Wealth Management, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Real Talk and sharing this information with our listeners.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. Have a great day.